Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
JetBlue and American Airlines have been sued by the Justice Department over their recently formed alliance. And for more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Brett Snyder, founder of CrankyFlyer.com. So, Brett, what does this alliance actually mean?
So what the airlines did, this went into place last year, is they have agreed to work together out of flights in New York and Boston. So they call it the Northeast Alliance. But in the rest of the network between the two, they aren't cooperating to the same extent.
So they've been operating like this already. Is there evidence that this has been a detriment to flyers?
Yeah, so this is what's really interesting about it. It's effectively been the opposite, because as they announced this, what they did is they started announcing a whole slew of new routes. For American, they added, for example, internationally, they did Tel Aviv, Athens, Delhi, and JetBlue as well. Domestically, they've added several different cities, some in the Midwest. And so far, what it looks like is actually beneficial. But the Department of Justice is concerned that that's not how it's going to end up.
So maybe you can explain this. Are these alliances similar to the partnerships that we've seen over the years? For instance, British Airways may be listed as a flight to London, but American is actually providing the service.
Yeah, so there are several different levels of cooperation, I suppose. With American and British Airways, they have a joint venture, which is permitted internationally. Effectively, they don't care what airline you're on. They share the revenue. It's all the same. Domestically, that isn't really something that happens. It's not something that is generally permitted. So this is a lesser level of cooperation, but there still is the financial incentive for them to put people on each other's planes. And it's a bit of a gray area. The DOJ keeps referring to it as unprecedented in their filing. So there's not really a lot of knowledge about what exactly will happen with this.
I understand the antitrust concerns, but given the pandemic, you'd think that you would want to support whatever the airlines have to do to stay afloat.
You might think that. It's actually really interesting, because they mention in here that the pandemic is sort of something that we shouldn't really be considering. Think about from before the pandemic in 2019, those are the numbers that they're using to judge this. And really, the dynamic in a place like New York, you have Delta's very large, you have United's very large in Newark. JetBlue is a large leisure airline, but it's not quite the same. And American is smaller. So bringing them together, the idea is that they will be a stronger third competitor in New York. And DOJ apparently doesn't see it that way.
So real quick, before we let you go, then, what does the Justice Department hope to get out of this? And at the end of the day, what is this going to do to the airline industry? Bottom line.
Well, that's a good question. I think probably what they're hoping to get out of this is more concessions from the airlines. They have large presence, these two airlines, in Washington National Airport. They have JFK, LaGuardia. These are slot-restricted airports, so it's not easy for anyone to get into that and start operating flights. So my guess is what they're really angling for is more concessions, that they can redistribute slots to maybe new entrants, lower cost carriers, something like that. And then that would satisfy some of their needs. But we don't really know for sure. We'll see how it unfolds over time.
Brett Snyder, founder of CrankyFlyer.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.